has been described almost like a trash soup.
They're calling this the Great Garbage Patch of the Pacific.
Now, a floating island or several floating islands of rubbish, including everything from homes to crushed cars and even bodies.
If we don't change, where does this end?
Where does this end?
Where does this end?
Where does this end?
Planet home is dying, Mother Earth is sick, and with the reason she's about to croak, I hope it sticks. Nobody gave a crawling fuck about the weather, so rain, hail, sleet, or snow, we're going out together, and it will be forever, and it will be for all. Suck it up and take a breath when it's the final curtain call, y'all.
We bottle everything and I think I'm bottoming out. Got a bunch of stupid shit that I would've been good without. Could've took the high road, but I felt like I had to have it. Are we hardwired or am I copping shit out of habit? We consumers, surprised we didn't notice it any sooner. It's heating up, they tell you that global warming's a rumor. A myth, or is it my frame of logic is piss poor? Is any understanding of it too much to wish for? I mean, I'm not about to start up a rally, but be honest, neither are you, cause we don't want it that badly. It's sad, people pretend like the shit they're using just disappears, as if it doesn't accumulate every fiscal year. Shit don't evaporate, vanish without a trace. There's an island made of trash, you can spot it from outer space. Gnarly, fuck it all, we fucking the planet raw. In a place for each and all, it's a planet I don't recall at all. We all keep a phone stuck in our hand with these gluttons chewing the fat, but what the fuck are they saying? I don't know, could it be we've been a victim of every gimmick? They just put the tools in place and let everybody else spin it. When it comes down to it, we are ass in comparison to the planet pimping. We are trash or virus, what have you, a new mutation. I view it all in front of a YouTube nation.
An oil leak the size of Houston.
The worst oil spill in history.
It looks like everything's dead.
The government calculated 206 million gallons.
80 square miles of devastation.
9 times more oil than what used to be the biggest spill ever.
No amount of money can fix the damage that's already been done to the environment.
There's no reason to suggest it will ever slow down.
How come nobody ever asks what if this fails? Nothing is infinite, tip scales. Our ship sailed, we should've listened to Ishmael. Now we're standing at the stake, feeling the flames rise. The people are dazed, sharing a similar state of mind. Saying long as I'm in charge, why starve? I by and large, the human race is on autopilot to sayonara. Antarctica's demise provides the higher tide. Climate change became societal cyanide. Sign of the time, end of days cometh at last. Like London under the Black Plague, covered in rats. Oil spilling in the Gulf Coast, bubbling black. Earthquake and cities collapse under rubble and ash. Mother Nature set a crash course, running this path. We dare to stand in her way, and she cut us in half. Calamity crept in while humanity slept. The Hurricane Sandy effect to give you sanity test. The television projects more panic and stress. Conquesting for pestilence, war, famine, and death. Now the hour is 13. You see the storms form, our winters became warm. We have been forewarned, our summers are so long. We're staring at the news, confused, waiting patient for something to go wrong. Lacking competence or common sense, procrastination is slowly paving the way to this era of consequence.
Half a million people are still without power,
and it doesn't decompose. A graveyard of trash. 3.5 million tons of it.
This could be the deadliest blast of its kind.
The public transport system remains paralyzed. 10 subway tunnels were flooded. They're desperately trying to pump that water out.
A city synonymous with summer fun is now a city completely submerged.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Tonight tells us that the rising temperatures may be responsible for this. Thousands of dead fish that have washed ashore all along Galveston Island.
An international group of scientific experts came out today and said, in no uncertain terms, global warming is real, and it's almost certainly caused by what we humans do to this planet.